God is incensed against racial supremacy. There are believers of all eras, regardless of race, color, gender, or ethnicity. God has called and chosen us from the sinful nations of the earth. Christians must totally separate themselves from sins of the world. The love Christ demonstrated for the church is this, Jesus said, St. John 17:19. I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Unbelievers, who believe that their race is superior, created demonic cultural standards and traditions in the systems of the world. They stirred up hatred in those who believe in racial supremacy. The Word of God condemns and judges those who follow the pernicious ways of the devil, and look on outward appearance of color, race, or ethnicity. God desires for His people to be free from the evil spirit of racial discrimination and respect of persons. Let us look in St. John to see Jesus in His ministry of love to all people without respect of person. St. John 4:7, There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. Verse 9, Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, Jesus, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria, for the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans? Jesus showed her the love of God in verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Verses 25-27, The woman saith unto him, I know that Messias cometh, which is called Christ, when he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Jesus' disciples were astonished, because he had broken the tradition of Jews, and the boundary line of racial segregation, and went to Samaria to save the believing Samaritans through the woman of Samaria. Peter declared, Acts 10:28. Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company, or come unto one of another nation, but God hath shewed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Verses 34-35. Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him, and worketh righteousness, is accepted with him. Jesus proclaimed, St. John 8:32, And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We can only know the truth by the word of God and divine revelation of Jesus Christ, who is the Messiah. God proclaimed to Moses, Deuteronomy 7:6-7, For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. Holy people are the fewest people of all times. We can readily see that God's people were holy. He separated us from the sinful nations of the world, not because of race or color of our skin, for he gave salvation to the Jews first. Through the Jews, we received the powerful word of God because they were holy. The devil has taken God's holy segregation and made a race bait for hate, strife, and discrimination. God has never intended it to be so. The Lord knew that throughout all eras, racism would plague the people of God. It was by divine instruction that Moses married the Ethiopian woman, who believed in God and the Jewish faith. The psalmist wrote this song about the believers in Ethiopia, Psalm 68:31. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. God instructed him to marry her because she was a holy woman. There was not a Jewish woman in Israel who was spiritually prepared with the characteristics of holiness as this Ethiopian woman. Moses' love for her was the similitude of God who loved all nations without respect of persons. The fourth book of Moses, Numbers 12:1, And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. They were the chosen people of God, and they manifested racial supremacy when Moses married the Ethiopian woman. God revealed his hostility against Aaron and Miriam because of their racist spirit of discrimination against Moses' Ethiopian wife. Verse 4, And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, Come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. Verse 6, And he said, Hear now my words, if there be a prophet Moses among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. Verses 8-9, With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall he behold, wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. That was the judgment of God against Aaron and Miriam for the animosity in their heart, and the sin of showing respect of person. Many people are in this condition today, and the Spirit of God does not enhance them. God proclaimed, verse 7, My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. The judgment of God did not condemn Moses, because God knew his heart was without the evil spirit of hatred and respect of person. Verse 10, And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and, behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow, and Aaron looked upon Miriam, and, behold, she was leprous. Sinners are spiritually leprous with sin because of racial discrimination and respect of person. Verse 11, And Aaron said unto Moses, Alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Aaron confessed their sins and asked Moses to pray for their forgiveness. Verse 13, And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. This is the situation in which many unbelievers are in, who call themselves people of God. They stand in need of a spiritual healing. If you do not have love to reach out beyond your particular race, you have failed God. In the love for humanity, one day you will hear the words of condemnation uttered by our Lord Jesus, St. Mark 10:21. One thing thou lackest. St. John 5:42, But I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. Jesus observed the Jewish leaders going to the synagogue each Sabbath day with the book of the law. However, he condemned them because they were lacking in love. You may be in that condition today. Philip showed the true love of God without respect of person. Acts 8:26-27, And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and, behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. This dark-skinned nobleman hungered for the word of God, and the Spirit of the Lord led him to go to Jerusalem to worship him. Verses 28-31, was returning, and sitting in his chariot read Esaias the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near, and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Esaias, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Philip was instrumental in the saving of the Ethiopian eunuch. The Lord desires for us to be an instrument for the saving of souls, irrespective of race. Verse 35, Then Philip opened his mouth, and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. Oh! How I wished that we had more ministers like Philip who would minister to everyone without respect of persons. We must have the love Philip had. The devil controls everyone who has the evil spirit of racial supremacy. They must repent. For it is written in Revelation 2:7, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. The holy environment is a metaphor of where God lives in the Spirit. The tree of life is the fruit of the Spirit in which Jesus gives to the overcomers, where God places us intimately close to Him. He feeds us with wisdom and knowledge every day of our lives. The tree of life is one of the fruits of the Spirit that gives wisdom and knowledge from the Holy Scriptures. The first fruit of the Spirit is love. These are all the fruits of the Spirit. Apostle Paul articulated, Galatians 5:22-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. There is no limitation of human laws to limit us from doing good works to all humanity, regardless to race, color, gender, or ethnicity. The wise preacher, King Solomon, proclaimed, Proverbs 3:13-18, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. Jesus said, St. Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore, and teach all nations. This scripture refers to all nations under the sun. Jesus Christ died for the whole world of believers without respect of persons. His desire is for us to teach the dynamics of the Word of God with spiritual clarity and spiritual perfection. Revelation 21:24, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light. Those who dedicate themselves to Jesus Christ will learn not to discriminate against others who are not a part of their race. Jesus concluded, St. John 13:17, if ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them.